he has reached his two-term presidential limit. So that's where we're starting today on CNN Student News. There was some breaking news in the hours before the speech. The Middle Eastern nation of Iran captured 10 American sailors on two boats in the Persian Gulf. They were small craft like these. There were conflicting reports by different Iranian news agencies about whether the sailors were arrested or rescued by Iranian forces. But the U.S. sailors themselves and the Obama administration said they expected the Americans to be released this morning. While that was going on, President Obama headed toward the podium in the U.S. House of Representatives at 9 o'clock last night. His aim was to portray America as a nation on the rebound as he started his last year in office.
We live in a time of extraordinary change. Change that's reshaping the way we live, the way we work, our planet, our place in the world. It's change that promises amazing medical breakthroughs, but also economic disruptions that strain working families. It promises education for girls in the most remote villages, but also connects terrorists plotting an ocean away. It's change that can broaden opportunity or widen inequality. And whether we like it or not, the pace of this change will only accelerate. The United States of America, right now, has the strongest, most durable economy in the world. We're in the middle of the longest streak of private sector job creation in history. More than 14 million new jobs, the strongest 2 years of job growth since the 1990s, an unemployment rate cut in half.
It's U.S. tradition for the opposing political party to respond to the president's State of the Union speech. It's been happening since the 1960s. The president is a Democrat. The opposing party is Republican. So Republican Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina delivered last night's response. Her aim was to highlight her party's vision for an America significantly different from President Obama.